Okay, Ollie, Dundalk have plenty of quality on that side, and Hearts matched them for effort and endeavour, especially in the first half. But once they got that goal towards half time, I think it was always going to be difficult for you guys.
It was going to be difficult anyway, Dermot. I thought we made a game of it. I thought, yeah, we matched them with endeavour and work rate, but you know that little bit of quality with the other McMillan up top. You know, I think the four chances ahead. I think he hit the crossbar with two of them with a header. And he finished the other two, although I'd have to question the second goal. I'm not questioning the better side one. I'm not questioning that Dundalk deserved to win. But, you know, it's a little bit difficult week in, week out when mistakes are being made by officials. And I don't normally say that, but I would be fairly adamant, although I haven't seen it, that the second goal, that McMillan was offside. And I can't understand the penalty decision with their explanation. It didn't make any sense when Sean Hoare went down and touched the ball. But I am not complaining that we didn't deserve to get out of the game. But that probably made it harder.
Yeah, well, listen, talk about that second goal then, Ollie. The delivery came in from this side, Clifford with the ball in.
Yeah, I didn't. It was in swinging where I think Conor Clifford turned back and he put it into the back post where I think Brian Gartland got a flick on, did he? I think it was Gartland that got a flick on, but from our angle, although it's not a great angle, David McMillan was offside. But at the same time, look, that's me clutching at straws. Dundalk were the better side. They deserve to win. But it's difficult week in, week out when people get it wrong, you know, that are out there in the middle, are out there on the line. And certainly the penalty that Sean Hoare handled the ball, he didn't blow for the three out until he handled it and then decided. But look, I made mistakes. The players made mistakes. But it's... That happens quite a lot now with officials, and I normally keep my powder, if you like, dry with it. But I just felt tonight that it's quite repetitive. But that's not an excuse. We weren't good enough to win or get anything out of the game. So maybe I'm only looking for a way out there.
Yeah, well, would that suggest, Ollie, you'd be disappointed with your team's performance tonight?
Yeah, I would be. I didn't think, you know, we created a few half chances. Yeah, we had a penalty. You know, we'll accept that. But, you know, you take David McMillan's two goals, albeit a question with the second. He's two headers off the crossbar. You know, that's quality. We don't, at the moment, tonight, have that quality at that end of the field.
Yeah, Stephen Kenny suggested in his interview, Ollie, that Harps aren't helped perhaps by the pitch here in Balbuffet. He was suggesting that it's no surprise that Harps' two big results came away from home this season. How would you go with that one?
Well, I thought we had a great result here against Sligo. I thought that was probably our best result of the season, you know. Yeah. And the pitch was probably, you know, in poor condition than it is now. I look, regardless of whether we played here or whether we played Mendley, we didn't do enough to get anything out of it. Dundalk did. They're a proper side, physically and football wise. I think we didn't perform as well as we could. I think we needed everybody, all 11, and the three subs playing at their best to get anything out of it. That didn't happen. Some of the lads did quite well, to their credit. They did play as well as they can. I don't think collectively all of us did. And against the quality of David McMillan and Dundalk, you pay a cost.
Yeah, well, so positives to take out of it, especially in the first half.
Yeah, the first goal rocked us, but I felt we'd always come back in it. For us, if we could have kept it at one with 20 minutes to go, it's the second goal that killed us, and I have a huge question mark over the linesman call for the second one. But I'm sure there are other decisions that maybe went our way. So am I whinging that we lost because of decisions against us? No, I'm not. The better side won. To be fair to them, they could have won by more. They're a proper side, and, you know, well done to them, and good luck to them.
Okay, in relation to your players and injuries, etc., Damien McNulty was a surprise inclusion tonight. Danny Morrissey and Kieran O'Connor, though, absent. What's the story on them, Ollie?
We took a chance on Damien. We luckily got away with it. We ran the risk of him, you know, reoccurring the same injury, but we went with it, and a little bit of a gamble. The other two lads have pulled their hamstrings and won't be available for the foreseeable future, Jeremy.